there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here we go! Welcome to another edition of the Original Recipe Ben Maller Show podcast. We stay up all night doing this podcast so you have fresh audio content when you tune in. And so here's the deal. In hour number one, I'll tell you what's coming up in hour one in a minute, but it's the weekend, which means I don't stop working. We will have new podcasts all weekend long, only available in the podcast format. The Fifth Hour podcast with me, Ben Maller, and my friend Danny G. So if you want to check that out, enjoy the fun. I think today we're going to do a little lights and sirens and give me liberty. And I think I'll get to at some point, if we have time in today's Fifth Hour podcast, a really cool nerdy thing that I learned about radio that I liked and something that has lasted for 60 years in radio that started in a sawdust joint in Omaha, Nebraska. It's actually all the streaming services do it too. Anyway, that's on the Fifth Hour podcast. Here in hour number one of the Original Recipe podcast, the Maller Show, we start with college basketball's tournament, the Sweet 16, and the dominating performance by UConn. And give me your reaction to that dominance. Also, how is Jordan Montgomery's comment on the Red Sox? He bashed them, said he didn't want to play there because he wants to win. How is that going to play in Boston? And Angel slugger Mike Trout says a lot of people are writing him off. Is that how you see it? We'll get to all that and more right now on this Friday, March 29th edition of the pod. And here it is.
Well, it is the Ben Maller Show. I am not Ben Maller. I am Eddie Garcia. I will be your temporary host of the Ben Maller Show until we get Ben Maller on the air. Apparently, the gremlins have struck to start the show. That's always a great sign. But I have no doubt that Ben will be with us in some form momentarily. But we have lots and lots of sports action to discuss. Nothing as far as short of topics in the world of sports, as far as what happened last night, college basketball going on, opening day in Major League Baseball, little bit of the NBA, little bit of the NHL, but the focus on the March Madness, where we had sweet 16 college basketball action, and it had been a lot of chalk up to this point. No number one seeds, no number two seeds were out until last night. We finally had a number one seed go down and a couple of two seeds as well, as we have had our four teams now advance into the Elite Eight. Number one seed North Carolina, the first one seed to fall, losing to the Crimson Tide of Alabama, the four seed, 89-87. So the Tar Heels are out, as well as a couple of two seeds. Arizona losing to the six seed Clemson, 77-72, and Iowa State, a two seed, losing to the three seed Illinois, 72-65. Somebody named Eddie Garcia might be happy about that, because the Fighting Illini may or may not be the team he picked to win it all in his bracket, because he tried to go with a little bit of a dark horse, so happy about that. Bad news, though, for my bracket is that Illinois will next have to take on the number one overall seed, UConn, the Huskies, having no trouble beating the Aztecs of San Diego State, the five seed. 82-52, UConn, the defending champ, the number one overall seed, getting into the Elite Eight and looking strong.
The Gremlins.
I'm sorry, I hear something. What is that?
The Gremlins were in your building. They were not in my building. The Gremlins were in your building.
Hey, everybody, it's Ben Maller.
Yes, the Gremlins were... We're there, Eddie. Did you do the commercial read, Eddie? You didn't do the commercial read, did you?
I did not. I know how much you love doing those. I wanted to save that for you.
Well, no, that's your... I mean, you started the show. I was... But there's nothing better, by the way, when you got, you're ready to go, you're in the studio, and then you're talking, and then they're like, well, we're not getting you. I'm like, well, I'm hearing everything. I heard you. I heard everything. But anyway, we're here.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. It's going to be one
nice
of those.
To have you.
It's going to be one of those.
No, that's those, it. That was
no?
it. No, we're all
that
good.
That was it?
That was the one.
Well, there was no gremlin. I just, for the record, there was no gremlin on my side. I am gremlin free. My hands are free of gremlins. There are no... You said gremlins. No gremlins where I am.
I mean, we can't believe
I
anything
am gremlin,
you say.
No, they're gremlin free, Eddie.
Yeah.
No, that so, was... So you're saying. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but that
no,
was not...
No, you would
not,
never do that.
I would never do that.
Total
That's
professional.
Right. I would never do that, but that was not a gremlin... situation.
So what's on your mind, Ben Maller? We got college hoops. We got baseball.
Eddie, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. That's what's on my mind, Eddie. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Okay. So there's an old saying about situations like this. And I'm gonna follow this mantra. I'm gonna follow this mantra because I believe it to be accurate. Don't bother talking about your problems. Nobody cares about them. And they probably are, some people are happy you have them. But I will start with the college basketball tournament. I'm not gonna start with North Carolina losing. Now I could come in here and just bash RJ Davis, right? If I wanted to go that direction, I could say, listen, North Carolina, the first number one seed out of the men's basketball tournament, and you know, he's been one of the top players in college basketball all season long, and he sucked at a time you cannot suck, right? He was 0-for-9 from downtown, 4-of-20 from three-point, or from the field in general, but 0-of-9 from three-point range, and North Carolina, this guy's the ACC player of the year, North Carolina ends up losing to a basketball school? Is Alabama now a basketball school? Do we have to call Alabama a basketball school? Because Nick Saban's gone, and Alabama is into the Elite Eight, the number four seed, so they have advanced. We've had the two number twos knocked out, so they're Dunskies, the two number two seeds that played on Thursday night have been eliminated. Turn out the last, the party's over. So you can say goodbye to the Arizona Wildcats as they have exited stage right, unable to get her done, as the Wildcats go down to Clemson, another supposed football school. So you had a one out North Carolina in the West. You had the two out in the West as well. So the matchup will be Alabama and Clemson on that side of the West region with a big ticket on the line. And Iowa State from Des Moines, as our old guy Roberto used to say, Iowa State is out as they lose to number three seed Illinois. So they have been ejected from the tournament. But the thing that caught my attention, I admit I'm a little biased here, the San Diego State-UConn game, that's the story that I want to talk about here because that's where it's at right now. That's the team, UConn, that has separated themselves from the field here. It was a rematch of the 2023 National Championship game. UConn rolling in the second half past the Aztecs. Didn't Poppy pick the Aztecs to win? That's probably why our guy Poppy in San Diego. But a 30-point beatdown in the NCAA tournament. And in the first half, wasn't particularly great. In fact, at one point, the Aztecs were down by 4 points just before halftime. And then from that point forward, it was a bye-bye situation as the freshman for UConn, Stephen Castle, he had a double-double with cheese. And Cam Spencer, the senior, he had 18. So let us discuss the question. Give me your reaction to the number one seed UConn and their March Madness domination situation. So I've got Ralph Waldo Emerson, the Undertaker, and unleaded gasoline. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a pastrami sandwich with cheese is what we're going to make. So, the reaction I have watching that UConn-San Diego State game in the second half is elegant. That's the word I will use, elegant. It was an elegant performance by UConn. They are smooth operators. It's been that way the last couple of years. UConn, at this point, it's a case where they're in the arcade, but they're playing at a higher level, right? They're maestros of the joystick and on the basketball court here. They've got this magic wand. The team was not supposed to be this good. They lost three starters from the championship team last year, five of their top eight scorers, and yet here they are. It's like Ralph Waldo Emerson. They're poets. It's poetry in motion for Dan Hurley's team. In fact, how good are they? The Huskies, last 2 years, have played 8 March Madness games. They have outscored the opposition by 176 points. Hello! Let me repeat that for those of you a little slow. My computer-like brain tells me that is an average of 22 points per game. That's the margin for UConn, plus 176. Every game in the tournament the last couple of years has been a Harvard boat race, a Harvard boat race situation. And you start peeking ahead here. You're like, all right, well, UConn winning that game in the East region. And that means they will be matched up with the Illini in the last game before the Final Four. So that is what's in front of them to get back to the Final Four. All right, now we're going to pivot away from college basketball quickly. I know we got a little late start here, but we're going to slide into baseball. And I got to get this story out. I've been dying to talk about this since I saw it. So amazing words from Jordan Montgomery on opening day. We'll talk more about opening day a little bit later. But Jordan Montgomery is a pitcher, and we talked about him in a previous episode of the show, and he has decided to add a little spice to things. If you didn't hear what he said, the left-handed starting pitcher, Jordan Montgomery, who recently signed a one-year deal with the Diamondbacks, he said he didn't want to sign with the Red Sox because he, quote, wants to win. That's what he said. Well, the Red Sox did win their season opener. They beat the Mariners for whatever that's worth. That is the quote given to the New York Post from Jordan Montgomery. So how is Montgomery's comment to the Red Sox going to play in Boston? So this is the Undertaker is what this is. Montgomery just delivered the tombstone pile driver is what he did. He finished off the Sox, who have had a miserable offseason. Back in February, if you follow the scuttlebutt around baseball, I do, I have no life, the Red Sox had a Zoom meeting with Jordan Montgomery. That would indicate that he wanted to pitch for the Red Sox, and they had interest in him at one point. So why was he so vicious? Is it true that Montgomery was bitter and broken because of how the Red Sox did not come through with just merely a one-year offer? Why did he want to play in that city? It's all about the wife. Jordan Montgomery spent the last part of the offseason living in Boston. Why? His wife, working at a residency at a hospital. There are many good hospitals in Boston, if you believe the experts. Anyway, so logistically, it would have made sense. They turned him down, so he's out in Arizona, and he decided to counterpunch. And that was a pretty good counterpunch. I have a couple friends that do local radio in Boston, and they're going to have a field day with this. They're just going to eat that up is what they're going to do. All right, now the last word here. We are going to swivel behind the pearly gates. The Angels were absolutely dismembered by the Baltimore baseball team on opening day. Mike Trout did hit a dinger, and he attempted to push back against the haters. Now, he feels, shockingly, that he's got plenty of great baseball ahead of him. That's a hard take to have, right? He said, quote, he said this to The Athletic behind a paywall. He said, I think a lot of people are writing me off, Trout opined. Quote continues. He said, I just use it as motivation. Okay. So Angel Slugger Mike Trout says, people are writing him off. A lot of people writing him off. Is that how you see it? So I am nodding my head yes on this, right? Mike Trout validates my longstanding take that I have had for many years. If you've listened to the show, you know my longstanding take here, that the critic or the hater is the unleaded gasoline of all of sport. It is fueling performance, right? It's filling the tank is what it is. And by the way, Mike Trout is what his record says he is. If you go to his baseball reference page, two words, injury prone. If he was a basketball player, he'd be Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard. Since 2021, Mike Trout has missed 249 work assignments. 249. He's missed a season and a half since 2021. And, oh, by the way, he was diagnosed with a rare back condition that is said to be chronic and will follow him the rest of his career. But other than that, we're all good in the neighborhood. We're all good. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of this, you are more than welcome. You can scream, shout, yell, all that. Speakeasy rules are in effect. If you don't want to stay on hold, I get it. You want to just have your voice heard. You can send essentially a text via the X machine at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you would like to be part of the program, you can join the Festivus of talk, and we will take your commentary. Strange times in the crowd, and did a stand-up comic get a head coaching job? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's Ben Maller.
We are hanging out all night long. The comedy club will open up in hour three. We'll have Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. It's a pretty good sports day. It's a pretty good sports day. Not a bad sports day. Baseball. I woke up. There was baseball on. I was flipping around, watching a bunch of different games. And I was happy the A-holes lost to the Yankees. Blew a 4-0 lead. That made me pretty happy. I was excited about that. So that was good. I watched flipped around, watched a little bit of this and that, and settled into the UConn San Diego State game, which was very nice of the Aztecs to get the doors blown off in the second half, so I could go do something else. You know, go do something. That was good. It was very kind of them, so I could flip to something else and watch the North Carolina game a little bit. Not that you care about what I'm watching. The Splenda Daddy writes and says, did the Gremlins get two of the podcasts from yesterday? I got up at 1 a.m. this morning to send you this tweet. Roll Tide from Alabama. That is the Splenda Daddy. So let's check in with our podcast expert, Shay. So I was getting reports, Shay, when I woke up from angry podcast listeners that for some reason, multiple hours of this podcast from yesterday's show vanished into a black hole somewhere, not to be heard, at least on the iHeart app. Now, Shay, do you have any information on maybe these were stolen by the people that took the bobbleheads, the bobbleheads from Yarmer Yager? Is there any possibility that happened? The same people stole a couple of
I'm gonna.
I have to interject.
Uh-oh. The queen would like to speak. Yes,
I would. Yesterday, I punished Eddie, and I turned off his mic.
You turned off Eddie's microphone.
To the audition and the thing that puts it into the podcast. So he's still went out on the air, but his voice was not captured into the very many,
Oh, that's good. More of me and less of Eddie.
That's what
good.
I was thinking. I was like, I don't think, right? Ben's going to have a problem.
We had to put him on timeout.
And honestly, remember, he was yeah, talking bad about Coop de Loop. Remember?
That's
so,
right.
We had to put him on timeout.
So he was punished.
I didn't say anything bad about Coop de Loop. What are you talking about?
You shamed Coop de Loop. You did.
No, I did not.
Do you remember this moment, Eddie? Do you?
Shame. Yeah. Wait a minute. First of all, Lee DeLapp is the man to blame.
No. You're passing the buck, Eddie. Do not pass the
buck. He sent out the picture originally, and had us believe that it was something that everyone could see.
Shame. Well, Eddie,
and so I just shared it.
Eddie, we had hundreds of votes, and the people have spoken. Did Eddie Garcia violate?
It was a typical Ben Maller bias poll. So just know that.
Did we get the final score from that?
Yeah, it was 100 against me.
Did Eddie violate the bubble of trust by sending out the private photo of Coop wearing the Japanese kimono?
And the option of no was not available to anyone.
Right. So you know what that means. Correct.
Eddie, you were found
guilty. I'm going to eat your chicken sandwich. Is it still back there?
Guilty on all charges, Eddie. Guilty on all charges. 58.7% of the populace, 58.7% guilty on all charges. You're going to the Hoosgow, Eddie. You're going to Siberia.
Oh, you want me to take some time off? Okay, yeah. I can do that. We'll get Finley in here.
I mean, you could take 3 weeks off, supposedly.
I guess.
Is that what Coop's doing?
Yeah.
Is it 3 weeks, really?
Yeah, next week I'll be back
Holy
here, too.
Holy crap! Wait, no, that'll just be 2 weeks, though, right?
No, I was here last week.
Well, it was like two and a half, right?
I guess it's like, well, no, I was here last week.
Well, last week and next week, but he was here for a couple days.
Oh, he was here for like Monday.
I think he got sick. In air quotes, right before his vacation.
That's tough luck. Huh?
Now, in the old days, Eddie, at Fox Sports Radio, we called that the loony.
Packing day, yeah.
We called that the loony when you suddenly got sick right before your vacation. That would be a loony move. I think there's about a 30% chance he just stays in Japan.
I was thinking he's not coming back.
Right, Lorena? I mean, he's just going to stay there? He's like, hey,
A three-week vacation does not end quickly.
He did look very comfortable in that kimono.
The food looks good, right? He likes the video games and all that. You got a little bit of everything in Japan, just like here. You can go to the beach. You can go to the snow, whatever you want. You got a little bit of everything there. So you knock yourself out. Have a fine time. How's the American dollar doing to the yen? Is it a value or is it costing Coop extra money there? It's very expensive for him. I don't know.
I think everything's cheaper there, and it's better quality, too.
Really? You think it's cheaper? Well, it's about the currency, how much our dollar is to theirs. But I've not looked at that. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, says our friend Weedman Hippie is still in the Gray Bar Hotel.
Life sentence for loitering.
Oh, my God. There are people that kill people that don't go to jail as long as Weedman. I think that that Sam Bankman-Fried guy, whatever his name, that guy won't be in jail as long as Weedman's going to be in jail.
Should have got arrested in California.
He should have ripped off 50 billion people. Matt says he will be unavailable for the lame joke segment for yet another week. Okay. Wonderful. Donkey Sausage said my local FSR station just went off the air during the first hour of the show. Well, that's unfortunate, Donkey. I do recommend the iHeart Radio app as a backup. Some people like it even more. But anyway, Midnight Walker writes in from Syracuse. He says, Jordan Montgomery spoke the truth. The Red Sox are winners no more. They are headed for last in the AL East. And Big Poppy ain't walking through that door, says the Midnight Walker. Yeah. Who else do we have? Page down. Milkman Mike says, great save opening the show, Maller. Has anyone done a wellness check on Iowa Sam? No. Iowa Sam, a work friend, right? You learn in this business there's a lot of work friends.
We'll never hear from him again.
Exactly. Like, I hardly hear from Roberto. I used to talk to Roberto every night. I knew everything about Roberto. I knew his wife. I knew his kid. But we don't work together anymore. So I hardly talk to Roberto. If there's some controversy, I'll get a text from Roberto or something like that. But he was supposed to come by. And this is how little Roberto likes me and Eddie. He was going to come by, but since Coop is out, he's on spring break, Eddie. He's a middle-aged man. He gets spring break because he's a bus driver. How great is that? How
it's
wonderful.
Part of the reason why he left.
I know. I don't blame him. And so he left to be a bus driver. He gets spring break. So he's going to come by and visit us. And he's like, well, Coop's not there, so I'm not going. But he's out during the summer. So maybe when the summer's around, he'll come by. Could be the case. Mike in the mountains writes in, says the Red Sox signed two known injury-prone pitchers to contracts. Not really a hard counterpunch to the Red Sox. Media hyped Monty, an aging arm, less than 1,000 per inning, losing record as of late. Most people know the Red Sox brass are not really trying to win. Well, it is a dangerous thing. And listen, I'm not from Boston. I do love going there. I've had a lot of work opportunities in Boston over the years. But every time I've gone to Fenway, it's like going to Disneyland. It's a lot of people that aren't from Boston or from New England that are out-of-towners that go to those games. So they know they have a built-in audience that will attend the games, whether they're great or they blow. It doesn't matter. People are going to go out there because it's an experience, and it's on every one of these tourist websites. When you go to Boston in the summer, you got to go and hang out at a Red Sox game and check it out. Double O Mexican in San Diego says a 9.1 on the Maller monologue. And then he says something tremendously offensive about Poppy and his terrible picks. He says, Yefimi in Chicago says, hey, Maller, A+ and a special brownie on the Maller monologue. I now identify as a warlock and will set up a GoFundMe for a fictional medical condition to prey on unsuspecting listeners of the show. The Wicked Witch from Chicago, Yefimi. King Rory writes in from Wisconsin. He says, even though my Brewers didn't play, I did enjoy watching their former manager, Greg Clownsell, doing Clownsell things by blowing a ninth inning lead just to lose in extra innings. I hope Cub fans are ready for the long haul. Fly the L.
They stink.
Yeah. King Rory has immediately turned. Now, Craig Counsell's from Wisconsin. He's from the Milwaukee area. And he's already, of course, turned on him, which you should, because he left to take the money and go and hang out with the Cubbies. That's what he's doing. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. A stand-up comic hires a coach of the strange times we live in and fumbling the bag. We'll get to that as well. But right now, get you caught up on a whole bunch of stuff you didn't know about and a lot of games of note. We head over to the Cabana Boy, Eddie Garcia.
My goodness, lots and lots of games of note to tell you about. We will start with Sweet 16 action in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. We finally had a one seed lose, and a couple of two seeds are out as well. That number one seed, North Carolina, the Tar Heels, eliminated by the fourth seed, Alabama, 89-87. Crimson Tide into the Elite Eight for the second time in school history. Their opponent will be six-seeded Clemson. The Tigers knock off the two-seed Arizona 77-72. It is the second Elite Eight appearance for Clemson in their program's history. Third-seed Illinois knocks off the two-seed Iowa State 72-69. Terrence Shannon Jr., 29 points for the Fighting Illini. Up next for them will be the defending champ, the number one overall seed, UConn Huskies. They breeze past fifth-seeded San Diego State 82-52. Huskies' ninth straight double-digit NCAA tournament win. Opening day in Major League Baseball, we have the defending champion Rangers walk off with a 4-3 win over the Cubs in 10 innings. Dodgers beat the Cardinals 7-1. Shohei Ohtani 2-for-3, a run scored in his LA debut. Yankees over the Astros 5-4. Juan Soto in his New York debut 1-for-3 with an RBI. He did throw out a runner at the plate in the ninth inning. Diamondbacks roll over the Rockies 16-1. Arizona scored 14 runs in the third inning. Good Lord. It's not spring training anymore,
so
boys.
Bad.
My God.
Oh, my God. It is so terrible. Ooh. The only reason to go to a Rocky game is to get drunk. That's about the only reason to go to a Rocky game. Yeah, I don't know why else you'd go out there.
Good reason.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you like the other team, I guess. But if you're a Rocky
fan, I like to wrestle with men.
Wow.
The Pirates beat the Marlins 6-5.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Thank
this is
you.
The high water mark of Pirates baseball.
Raise the Jolly Roger.
Raise the Jolly Roger.
As you mentioned, Orioles beat the Angels 11-3. Corbin Burns in his Baltimore debut, not bad. Six innings, 11 strikeouts.
He was playing the Angels.
That's true, so, but, you know, hey, give him credit for now. Red Sox beat the Mariners 6-3. The Padres over the Giants 6-4. Tigers get by the White Sox in a slugfest 1-0. You had the Twins beating the Royals 4-1.
Bad offense or good pitching? Who knows?
Probably bad offense. Yeah, Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-2, and the Guardians shut out the A's. Oh, the A's starting things off with a donut. Shane Bieber, 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts for Cleveland. Reds beat the Nationals 8-2, and we told you Mets, Brewers, Phillies, Braves were rained out. Two games in the NBA, the Hawks for the second time in 4 days knock off the top team in the league, the Celtics, 123-122 in overtime.
Uh-oh.
DeJounte Murray, 44 points for Atlanta. He had the Pelicans over the Bucks 107-100. In the NHL, the Hurricanes shut out the Red Wings 4-0. Carolina clinches a playoff spot. Stars down the Canucks 3-1. Dallas clinches a playoff spot. And the Panthers lose to the Islanders 3-2. But because Detroit lost to Carolina, Florida clinches a playoff spot as well. Hey, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that is what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
As we continue on through these late night hours, we are glad you have chosen to hang out with us. Look, Otherwise, we'd just be talking amongst each other. And I mean, not that that's bad. We'd get paid for it anyway, but we probably wouldn't have the job for long. Hey, if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. We had a bizarre scene in the NCAA tournament. Not just the fact that Clemson won, but the Clemson fans, after their victory on Thursday, were chanting, ACC! ACC! Now, why is that amusing? Because the university is actively suing. They are in a lawsuit against the ACC to leave the ACC because they're not happy with the amount of television money that they're getting, and yet the fans were chanting ACC, having a fine chant, which was, I thought that was weird. Maybe it's not weird. Maybe they were trolling. You think they were trolling? Maybe they were trolling. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's go to our Japanese expert, a longtime expat who lives in Japan. We go to Tokyo on the international line, and we say hello to Hank. Hello, Hank.
Hey, Ben. Hey, guys. You've been talking about the kimono, quote unquote. It's not a kimono. It's a yukata.
Oh.
Kimono.
That's harder
is
to say.
Yeah, we don't know. We only know. We're dumb Americans. We only know kimono. That's it.
And I understand. So a kimono is a heavy fabric, silk, and also multi-layered. And today's generation doesn't know how to put on a kimono. You need help.
So what was Coop wearing? What is it called? Did he cut out?
Yukata.
Yukata.
So yukata is...
Yukata.
Yukata.
Yeah, there you go. So Eddie described the photo as being like a bathrobe in a previous episode. And that's basically what it is. Typically made of cotton, lightweight, and are in a lot of the resorts, and you just throw it on. Yeah. And you put on a belt, kind of like a belt that you put on a gi if you're doing karate or taekwondo or something.
Now how many of these do you own, Hank? You've lived there.
Oh, none.
Time.
Zero.
None?
Zero. Zero. Zero.
Really? No.
Zero.
Why do you think Coop was wearing this? Just for a photo op?
Oh, because they're provided at the resort.
Ah.
Very bougie, yeah. Coop. Now, what's the exchange rate, Hank, between the U.S. dollar?
It's very favorable for U.S. dollars.
Oh, good.
So I've been here for 31 years, and the exchange rate has been as strong for the yen as 87, and right now it's 150, 151. So you're getting the $1 buys 151 yen. So he's come at a very good time from that perspective.
He's living like a baller. He's living like a baller. That's great. And but you must love it there, Hank, right? You've been there for 30 years. That's a generation and a half that you've lived there.
Yeah. It's safe. It's safe as hell. I grew up in the Boston area, uh-huh. And I went to university in L.A. I went to UCLA.
Okay.
And I gave – so I, like you, I'm actually a highly conservative – always Republican Party, and I gave up on the U.S. a hell of a long time ago.
And you picked your path. You were ahead of your time there, Hank.
I picked Japan because I failed Japanese language at university, and it's the only thing I've ever failed in my life, and I just couldn't live with it. It really pissed me off. So I came to Japan to learn the language,
Do you speak fluent? You must.
Speak, listen. Yeah.
Have you spotted Coop around town?
No. We exchanged emails prior to him coming,
uh-huh.
And then the itinerary he described is great.
He was going around the whole country, he said, like eight cities or something like that.
Yeah. But the spots he picked were great. I gave him feedback, and then haven't heard from him since, but I hope he's having fun.
I got you. All right, well, thanks for the update, Hank. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
All right, there you go. There's our friend Hank. I didn't realize he'd been there. I know he'd been there for a while. But he listens a lot. It's an afternoon show. We're doing an afternoon drive in Tokyo right now.
Yeah, it's daytime there.
It's 3:40 or something like that in the afternoon in Tokyo. So thanks to...
Hey!
Just think, if he had failed a different language, he'd be living somewhere else, right? I mean, there's a whole bunch of languages out there. The Japanese is the one that he failed. So I don't know who this guy Louisville hired. Pat Kelsey is his name, but I like the guy. I'm a fan. You know what? I'm very easy to please as a sports commentator. Just entertain me. I just want to be entertained. And Pat Kelsey, who I'd never heard of before he got hired at Louisville, trying to restore the once mighty Louisville Cardinal basketball program. This guy, he gets hired. He was at the College of Charleston, and he had a lot of success there, but that's the College of Charleston, right? And mid-major type school. Louisville's the big leagues. And so he had a great line. He was asked about, you know, the college basketball world, what it's like. And he says, his line was, you want to know if I can recruit? Meet my wife, Lisa. I just hope she doesn't hit the transfer portal, is what he said. And he also, that was a good line. And then he added on that that he was her third pick. But they,
Lordy.
He said, the good news is I was her third choice, and that worked out really well, so I feel really good. As a reference to the fact that Louisville did not initially want to hire him. They tried to hire the coach from FAU, who was offered the job, and then went to Michigan. Then they tried to hire Scott Drew from Baylor, but he said, I ain't going. I'm staying in Waco, and I'm not leaving. And so that third option was this cat. I like the guy. I'm pulling for him. I want to see him do well. He's got a good sense of humor.
I like losers.
Kind of a weird-looking dude, but I'm pulling for him. I'm a weird-looking guy, too. So there's a bond there. There's a brotherhood between other weird-looking people. So I hope he does well. Time now for the Who Am I game. Corbin Burns. Mr. Burns. Corbin Burns. Amazing performance. He joined me as the only Orioles opening day starters to have 11 or more strikeouts and no walks. There have been a lot of legendary pitchers in Baltimore over the years, but Corbin Burns joined me as the only Oriole opening day starters to log 11-plus strikeouts and no walks. Who am I? Join me. Who am I? That's the question, the answer. We'll get to it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You'll get to co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and or Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Who Am I game. It is made possible by Track and Supply. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Here's the Who Am I game. Corbin Burns, Mr. Burns, joined me as the only Oriole opening day starters to log 11 or more strikeouts and no walks. That's really, really good. That's like really insanely good. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? We go to the hoi polloi. Does anyone know the answer? I got a bunch of random answers coming in. Andy from Lionel Lakes, where they have that great butter, says, wild thing, Ricky Vaughn is the answer there. Stuck in Sacramento says it is Jim Palmer. Look-alike, Larry John Baker Wilcox from the 1970s TV extravaganza Chips. Fun fact about Larry Baker, or Larry Wilcox, I actually met him at an L.A. Kings game. He had season tickets to the L.A. Kings. They played at the Forum years ago. And a buddy, a guy I knew him. And I loved Chips as a kid. We had no real entertainment when I was a kid. We had to watch
one of the greatest theme songs of all time.
Absolutely. And that every day, that police station is in downtown L.A. It's a little kind of close to Crypto or whatever, where they filmed it. It's an actual highway patrol station right in the middle of downtown Los Angeles. I like going by that. And then the fire station. You remember the TV show Emergency, Eddie?
Seen that one. Yes, I've seen that one.
That's over near you, actually. It's not that far from you, right?
Yeah, right across the street from a refinery.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, says Mike Flanagan is the answer. Doc Holliday from Cowboy Killer. John Miller, any relation to Bill Miller from Courtesy Flusher. Who else we have? Page down. Freddie Patuck from Mr. Nice Guy, Royals legend. He says Miguel Tejada, I think, was the answer from Justin in Cincinnati. Shane from Des Moines going with Mark Howe, the ex-Hartford Whaler. Who do we have? Fergdog says Corbin's dad, Charles Montgomery Burns, is the answer. Do you think his assistant, Corbin Burns, is named Smithers? Who else do we have? Page down. Jan Esteban Jan from Bay City, Tony. Tippy Martinez. There's a legend from Alf, the alien opiner. Dimitri Young from Justin. That was his actual answer, Justin in Cincinnati. Who else do I have? Page down. Mike from the Mountains says it is the Orioles submarine from the Major League Baseball app. Randy Johnson killing a bird from the Art of Sports Talk. Bruce Hurst from 00 Mexican in San Diego. Corbin Burnson from Mason in Huntington Beach. Let's see here. Trucker Joe says it's got to be Helmet Man. Yeah, he's a legend. He is the greatest Oriole. Do you have an answer? Quickly, Eddie!
I was former Oriole Scott McGregor.
That's a good name, too. But unfortunately, Eddie, that is not right. The correct answer was, surprisingly, Mike Mussina. Remember him? Mike Mussina? Yeah, that is the Mike Mussina and Corbin Burns, the only ones to do that. And the Orioles will be a playoff team, it would appear. That American League is pretty good, though.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.